You guys ready to hear some non-music?
Yeah.
It's not spoken word. We're gonna play something and I'll read for a little bit and then there'll be more music and then the third thing will come up. To a story, recycle that nonsense. As I return again and again to examine what slipped away, when in reality, what remains becomes more chillingly evasive, a sort of bodiless present that feeds on fear, assuming temporary form to hide or flush out its prey. So bitterly poignant in the reversal that we are trapped by form and furious release. The frantic dispersal without retaining walls or slowing silence slip into entropy. A billion particles spread out across the vast cosmic expanse. Their sentience thin as dispersing steam. The groan filtered through circumstance as the meat mark of the air. Its lack of specific origin unborn. The sudden emergence of terror, a circling, draining pull, release of color, cold inversion of celestial blast, as if we were to view it in reverse. All the air in the room swept back into our open mouths. Not confessional in the sense of the cupboard, the booth, the bar, but physically intimate, hands-on, the radio telescope, the contact mic, the headphones, what the writing became, its imprecise register of sensations to map my body approaching the edge of what could be comprehended, caught in the wake of losing someone I loved, a wake whose relentless pull eventually urges each of us towards those opaque depths. The daylight prompted a sudden plunge from the warm shallows of an ocean teeming with life to raw, energetic interaction. Flux crackling errata in a whip, where song and its echo might chart a return of movement to the void it fell out of, the light just a ruler for what lies between. As if in a return from some far off sun-soaked vista, a form of precipitation. I didn't know how to manage the day of the viewing, sleep deprived, in a daze cut through by the immediate, all too apparent novelty of flowers carefully arranged around the event's celebratory embellishments. His body laid out like a centerpiece beneath layers of waxy peach foundation, decorative color of blood through a filter, softened, remonstrative gesture towards completion, a word where the picture failed. The song carried in on a flow of visitors and immediate family members mingling their degrees of intimacy to the receiving line together until each became imperceptible, dissolved. The steadily rising heat in the room cast off from the collective pulse. Invisible steam of cooler water merged with the late summer humidity. Our autonomous chemistries collectively churning beneath a low-hanging northern sun. In thought and feeling, all at once as numb and precise as the smear of its setting each evening. This evening I looked, and it seemed as if the blossoms had grown roots back into the casket's padding. Months later, the feeling returned, filthy sack on the street, I imagined to be a cat or small child, changed into a discarded pillow crumpled against a storm drain. Everything the assumed image tells us. Spending that morning leaning out in Garnet, Dariana rains, stripping off my clothes and intermittently shitting brown water into the scummy white bowl as the day slowly advanced. What could it really mean? Emerging, as I did then, from a crack in a continuum, as faces disappearing, just singularly. A date, my youngest cousin's birthday, an announcement passed among a closed group of affinity that curates itself out of existence. Heart, faced with tears of joy, name me in the dark. A day that retains a fraction of its total weight in a series of digital pictures. Some records sent back across the expanse without clear sense of measure. If we're not documented, we can just completely slip away. As easy as countless others before, and all those still to come. I fold my arms to compose myself. The flowers, most likely now pale and shriveled, falling apart on the lawn. I open my laptop and cover myself. Smear of pale foundation, flesh pressed in group of photos from last year. You're feeling embedded in the throat. You're sitting in a wheelchair, glasses pulled slightly back, an oversized party hat sitting on top of a ubiquitous shock of white hair, the one constant point of focus all the years that I can recollect. Now light is eaten away the lower right corner. I'm struggling against any interpretation in the face of. Ultimately, the picture is just missing a little something. Oversaturated with color, developed too much. The stuff of memory rooting itself within little animated screens scattered throughout the funeral home, playing a memorial album on a loop. Transposition of the physical and time to refuse its abstraction and become fixated. Set in a grassy place that, by degrees, grows up around you, becoming foreign, losing the familiar details to help to find your way home. This is where I imagine the you that I remember to be. Ecumenical, swell, nodular, a wreath of plastic leaves on the table that day. A watch taken back to remember. Though I was there, the whole proceedings seemed a series of fixed scenes, viewed at remove, detached hallucinations of color dotting a formless expanse. The morning of the burial, now a collection of cursory architectural details, bright swatches of flora, a nomadic sensation unfolding across the multiplied dimensions of love. How it descends like a sheet we might prop up our bodies with and read at night. From the pinnacle of a tent pole, gravity sacks a rough material plane. Time's curvature comes alive in the air, fluttering, and a gentle reminder of shelter's precarity. Momentary protection from the physical aspect of the sun considered oppressive, a shade in which we might agreeably mourn. Moving together, the container holding your body is lifted beneath the makeshift arbor, shifting us from one temporary structure to another. The crowd spread out across the sloping lawn like an accretion disk circling toward an unseen central void, feeling that its attraction might better instruct the ways in which we follow a light in the sky. attuned to where it once was or might have been. Circumstantial evidence of the invisible flesh we imagine makes us all. Dazzle of life between two collapses. Just so much a struggle for coherence, a warp that stretches all the way back to complete a circle, that if it tears at the strain, the field might offer something else. The immutable fact of death, slowly revealing itself within a throbbing drone of dread that lingered in the background the entire month after the funeral, suddenly gathered up in a crescendo that landed with a dull thud, a heavy gauge pick striking against the muted strings. Standing naked in the locker room, in front of the mirror, beneath harsh fluorescent lighting, I could see it all so clearly. The bare castings of that moment in high res, registering ever note of discolored flesh, shallow dimples of cellulite, burst blood vessels beneath the patchy hair in my lower back. Every mole potentially flesh, the time release poison, each mark a visible link to the familial sickness that took Joshua just 4 years earlier, the code seemingly embedded beneath the mottled surface layers of cells, like maddening clues posed to solve the riddle of my body. Horrified at the limits, made even more clear to me by the range of exposed skin, so close as each attended to his own beautification, an extended survivor, scattered fatty deposits, thighs and chests sagging to various degrees, reflexed firm and lean, but with specific idiosyncrasies in the musculature, dropping hints as to their future states of atrophy, the prophecy of decay erect and wedged into flimsy rubber sandals at the water's edge. In the jacuzzi, I push my ass up against the jets and let them fill me, eyes fluttering slightly, open with a dislocating feeling of eminence, the bubbles rushing past the inflamed knot of blood at the void's entrance, swirling into the entirely mysterious, intimate walls of my anal cavity, the separation dissolved and revealing itself again enhanced by the momentary relief, animate and pit bacteria, slick with discharge, sweat dripping into the crisscrossing currents. I return to that moment of crisis. Somewhere there's a sun pulsing as I nimbly sift through the visible dimensions of the room containing the pool I am sunk within, chiseling at the edges, the adjacent wood paneled antechambers. A song resolving itself.